Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
An Orchard Park rezoning meeting is set to take place on Thursday. First off, just want to get your thoughts from your standpoint with Prohibition 2020 on what you're hoping to hear from that meeting, or what you're hoping to potentially have discussed with regards to the rezoning in the town of Orchard Park.
Yeah, so I do love it. I think that, you know, being that there's a new stadium going in, it's important that it is rezoned around the stadium, especially, you know, for commercial use. I mean, that brings a lot of opportunity for other businesses, possibly a hotel, right? You know, if we can get one over there, more businesses that come, more traffic, you know, so that's really good for us.
What are you hoping to see with regards to development in and around the new stadium once it's built in 2026?
Like I said, I would really love to see like some hotels over there, just because, you know, there really isn't anything close to the stadium. I think some, you know, more restaurants and, you know, even like, you know, shopping businesses. I know we have the Buffalo Bills store right there, but I think other shopping businesses as well. We do have a Tim Hortons there, maybe a Starbucks, you know, things like that. I think that it should be really business heavy around the stadium.
Are there any concerns that may be pressing for you or other business owners that you've talked to in that immediate area?
I don't really know how other business owners feel. I think my only concern would be that bigger business developers would come in and you know, buy everything up, or that somehow we would be subjected to like eminent domain. Prohibition is a really, it's a small, you know, it's not that big of a bar, and it's on the corner. I don't really know how much, you know, they could do with it, but I'm really not concerned about it too much. It's just something that I thought about.
Do you feel that maybe there, if there's too many new things, that it could take away business? Or do you feel that all of these new developments that could happen may actually make things even better for you guys?
I think that the new developments that potentially are in the works would make things better. I never worry about, you know, business declining. I definitely welcome, you know, anybody that has any plans there to join that area. You know, more traffic, that's better for everybody.
Bernadette, is there anything else that you care to add that maybe we haven't touched base on with our conversation today?
Go Bills.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.